You might think taking drugs is fine, but when your drug taking starts to take over your life, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dayhab now on 1-800-DAYHAB.
Welcome back to the program. Tomo here sitting in the chair for half, and I'm joined now by the Sports Geek at Sports Geek HQ, Sean Callanan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tomo.
Great to have you on board. Very interesting. You've just popped in and decided that we need to have a quick chat about the effect of social media and players and sports people and what it can actually do to their careers, what they can lose out of it.
Yeah, exactly. We've all seen the Nick Darcy, Kendrick Monk photos of the, you know, toting the guns.
What were they thinking?
Again, that's pretty much what it comes down to. They weren't breaking any laws.
No.
There wasn't anything wrong with it, but they've got to realise you've got to have different standards. For one, if you're out there and you want to be a role model or want to be having sponsorships, and it comes down to who you might offend.
I think that's where it gets to, really, yep. Isn't it? It's the sponsorship factor, and that's what companies, and that's certainly what I think sporting clubs, if you're to go away from an Olympic movement, but certainly the Olympic Committee would be scared of, is what it is actually going to do to their support. I know from an AFL point of view, that's where it comes down to. Yes, there is the morality of it all, and where does it sit, and what shouldn't done, but then there's the financial problems, and that to me is probably the major point, because you'll lose them first.
Well, that's the thing. So the main thing is for, you know, administrators, club people running clubs, and almost it's coming into the player agent space. You know, if you're not out there monitoring what your athletes are doing, you know, you're almost negligent, because, you know, there will be a spot where an athlete or a club will lose a major sponsorship. And it might be for something as innocuous as, you know, taking pictures at a gun range. So there's three things that we sort of look at, and what we do when we're working with athletes is, first of all, to try to understand the Facebook privacy settings. Now, I'm in Facebook every single day.
And they're quite good, aren't they? Like,
they're quite good in that they change settings every day.
But you can actually set up your site, the privacy settings, pretty well to guard you against people getting on and going through all of your stuff.
You can protect who sees it and make sure only your friends see it. But from a point of view of saying, oh, I'm going to post this, my mates are going to laugh, and thinking, that's cool, I'll be fine, you can't do that, because it only takes one like and one comment, and then their mate, or maybe their parent, or their boss, sees that comment, sees that photo, it can go viral. And really, your privacy settings are also only as good as who you're friends with. Stephanie Rice got in strife a while back for posting some photos on Facebook, but the problem was she had a journalist as a Facebook friend. So that's, that's like T-ball for a journalist if you put something right in the middle there.
No doubt about it. A couple of interesting SMSs before you keep going through your preventative measures there. Monk and Darcy got photos of guns in a gun shop. What were they meant to take photos of? Marshmallows? The media have killed them.
I completely agree. Like, I don't have a problem with the photo themselves, and I think I've even seen the Collingwood boys tweeting that they took the same shots when they were over there in Arizona.
Couple of young guys being young guys in
exactly.
A gun shop.
Exactly, and most, you know,
in a place where we can't walk down Collins Street down brother, here and walk into a gun shop.
Exactly. My brother texted me and said, I've made the Olympic team, and there's a shot of him on the shotgun at a Bucks party. So everyone's doing it, but unfortunately, these guys are held to a little bit of a higher standard. The media does make a big deal about it, and so you've got to understand, well, if I put this up, what's the media going to think? One of the things that I use, we call it the Nana rule, but I use it my Auntie Kath rule. Auntie Kath is the oldest nun in the Australia and New Zealand, so she's 95, bless her socks.
Yep.
If I had to, and I tell this to my kids, if I have to explain what I've posted on social media to my Auntie Kath, then I probably shouldn't put it up there. And that's the sort of mentality.
That's a pretty tight rule.
That is a pretty tight rule.
You're not putting much on.
Oh, yeah, but it definitely takes you out of that range of, well, what's my Auntie Kath going to say when there's a picture of me holding a gun?
Well, I hope Auntie Kath's got a good sense of humour.
Oh, yeah, she does, but you've got to remember you're playing with a whole different market there.
All right, so we've got it there. Understand the Facebook privacy settings. Develop solid rules and plans about what you want to deliver on social media.
Yeah, so have an idea of what you want to send. So this is not so much the personal side of things, but if you're going to do a fan page or have a Twitter, which is completely public, have some rules around what you're going to do. One of the ones I like is George Rose from the Manly Sea Eagles. His rule is he's never going to tweet after 11 o'clock. I said, why are you going to do that, George? He goes, I don't trust myself. If I've had a beer, I don't know what I'm going to tweet. And so he just puts that self-imposed rule on. He sticks to it, and he's not going to get trouble, you know, when he's in a pub and it's 12:30 and he starts tweeting back with fans.
Well, that's a good call.
It's a good call. It's his own self-imposed rule. Harry O does the same thing, you know, to get prepared for game day. He'll send out a picture, a bit of a fun one, the day before a game, and then he won't look at Twitter until after the game the next day. So again, it separates the social side of things. The fans get the interaction that they want, but it lets the player have those rules around. The fans know they're going to get something. You know, Kurt Tippett shares pictures of what he's listening to in his morning stroll. Scott Pendlebury sends out YouTube clips saying, hey, I'm motivated, who's fired up for the game? But then they turn it off. Then they focus on the game. They focus on the right thing.
There's no doubt about it. These social media pages, they can be great for your profile. They can be great to reach the public, but they can also be great at viral problems if the wrong things get out.
And you really got to start thinking, you know, can we really track all this ourselves? No, we need systems to really track and make sure there's done that big damage for a sponsor down the track.
Sean Callan, and this man is a master in this area. If you need some help, at Sports Geek HQ is the place to go to get some help for your sporting club or yourself.
Having a drink is fine, but when your drinking starts to affect your work and hurt your family, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call DAHAB now on 1-800-DAHAB.